Аудиозапись номер 12. Exercise 89. Listen to the people and make notes to complete the table.
Hello, I'm Rupert. I'm 14 and I'm a very sociable person. My mum often says that I'm too sociable because she doesn't see me at home very often. I'm usually out, skateboarding or cycling. I enjoy loud music and parties and often arrange them at home. It makes neither my parents nor our neighbours very happy. But what can I do? Life is so boring if you try to be nice to everyone, isn't it?
My name is Alfred. I'm a professor and I teach history to university students. When I'm not busy at the university, I enjoy working in my study on historical documents and ancient manuscripts. You cannot imagine how exciting history is. My grandchildren sometimes come to my study and I explain to them what I'm working on. I enjoy talking to them about Her Majesty's history, but I tell them to get out immediately if they get too noisy. I can't stand noisy people, even if they are my own grandchildren.
Hi, I'm Ken. I am leaving school this year and feel a little bit nervous about it. I'm reading for my exams now as I want to continue my education. Archaeology attracts me a lot. It's exciting to learn how people lived thousands of years ago, isn't it? It would be great to have a history machine and see everything with our own eyes.
Hi everybody, I'm Michael. If you were a bit older, you would remember me. I was one of the most famous rock guitarists at the time your parents were as young as you are now. I remember those teenagers, my enthusiastic fans. I miss them now, but nothing can be done about it. When former stars quit performing, everybody forgets them. Sometimes I take my guitar and my neighbors knock on the wall furiously, reminding me that it's far after midnight already.
Good morning, how are you? It's nice to meet you. I don't speak English well, but I'm learning it. I am from a little Chinese village. I have lived there for all 28 years of my life. Now I want to see the world, but it's impossible to travel without English. My problem is that nobody in my village can speak English, and I can't practice it there. My people speak a dialect of Chinese. They know lots of beautiful songs and legends. I can sing them to you, and when I know English better, I'll tell you what they are about.
Hello, I'm John and I'm 36. I'm British and I worked as a teacher of English literature for 10 years. Then my family had to move to another town and unfortunately I still cannot find a job as a teacher there. I've been out of work for 6 months already and I miss it badly. Certainly I read a lot. I've bought a lot of books on literature and not only on English literature. It's curious to compare different cultures and different languages.